It's graduation season across Wisconsin, and this year's graduates are the first to have spent the majority of the last 4 years getting their education while navigating a pandemic. There's some good news for new grads in last month's jobs report from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. Unemployment for 20 to 24-year-olds fell to the lowest it's been since 1969 here in Wisconsin. On the other hand, some recent high-profile layoffs have added a layer of uncertainty. One survey of college seniors found that nearly all of them are considering alternative employment options, taking a job outside their major, entering into the gig economy, or going on to graduate school. Whether coming out of high school or college, what can new graduates expect here in Wisconsin? We're taking a look at the job market around the state and what people entering the workforce can expect as they launch their careers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a recent graduate or about to graduate, how's your job search going? Are you finding opportunities in your field of study? Or if you're a parent of a new grad, what are you seeing them looking at? Are you hiring people? Are you looking to hire new graduates? Are you having trouble hiring from the current pool out there? Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steve Deller is a UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist and Professor in Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
But overall, what does the job market look like right now in Wisconsin compared to, say, the last few years of the pandemic?
Well, I think if you go back a year ago and compare to a year ago, it's softening a little bit. It's still really pretty strong. When you look at unemployment rates and you look at the number of job openings and whatnot, the economy is still doing quite well, but not as well as it was about a year ago. So essentially what we're seeing is the rising interest rates that the Federal Reserve has been putting into place. We're starting to see it tap down the economy. So are we in a recession? No, not yet. Are we going to go into one? Probably. Will it be a mild recession? Probably. It could be unique in the sense that we are in a formal recession, but the unemployment rate still stays fairly low.
Let's look at the prospects now for those new graduates. Let's start with college grads because they're mostly graduated by this point. What does the job market look like for them right now?
Well, it depends on what kind of occupation that they want to go into. There are certain degrees that the choice of employment is a little bit more limited in terms of what they can do. But there are certain majors, like the healthcare sector, that is quite robust. The education field, the number of teachers, the teacher shortages. So if you've got a degree in education, a degree in healthcare, even in business still, your job prospect is quite well. Engineering, Wisconsin, we have a shortage of engineers. So if you're coming out with an engineering degree, it looks very, very good. But there are other degrees that maybe it might be a little bit tighter.
Now, say somebody's getting ready to get out of high school right about now. And again, this covers a wide variety of jobs. But big picture, what are prospects looking like?
It depends on what part of the state you're in. And there are some parts of the state that are still doing quite well. Thank you very much. But there are other parts of the state that, selection might be a little bit tougher. It might be that your first job is not your ideal job, but there are jobs out there, particularly if you're willing to commute a little bit. What we're finding over time is that in Wisconsin, and indeed across the Midwest, is folks are willing to commute greater distances for employment. So if you're flexible, I think you won't have a problem finding a job. May not be your ideal job, but you won't have a problem finding a job.
What are some of the hot spots, given that you say that there's some variation across the state there?
Madison is still doing exceptionally well, the Madison area. You go up into the St. Croix area, that's doing very well. The Appleton area is doing very well. Some of the suburbs around Milwaukee are doing very well. So there are parts that are doing well. As I go around the state working with communities, I am still impressed by the number of businesses that have help wanted signs out. So it is, the jobs are there. But again, it may not be your optimal first job out of school, but employment opportunities are there.
Now, this was pre-COVID, but doing site visits in some smaller communities around the state, I've run into people who say, kids who say, I'd love to stay in my hometown. The jobs available after I graduate high school are exactly the same jobs I can get as a high school student. There's not much to keep me here employment-wise. Do we have a lot of communities in that position around the state?
Yes, there is. But again, this is where this notion of commuting is coming into play. Mm-hmm. People are starting to say, look, I want to live in this community, but the job opportunities are, 40 miles that way. And what we're finding is that people are willing to commute that distance. So also a lot of it has to do with kind of the housing market. We're finding that a lot of communities across Wisconsin kind of have come to being worried about the housing market because of labor shortages. People want to move in, take the jobs, but there's no housing. So there's a lot of convoluted, when you start getting, sub-state, looking at individual communities and individual regions, there's a lot of confounding issues.
Now, with a fairly tight labor market, are we seeing kids who maybe 5-10 years ago would have said, I'm going to come out of high school, get a couple years of technical college under my belt, then start my real job search? Are they skipping that step, going right into jobs?
I think that they are. And I also think that you'll see a number of state agencies, for example, are, jobs that had required a bachelor's degree, a college degree, are saying, maybe this job doesn't need that. And they're dropping it down to a high school with experience. And for a lot of occupations, a lot of jobs, that may make perfect sense. So I do think you see a number of folks, young folks, that are thinking, maybe I'll put off that going to technical college. Maybe I'll put off going to the university or to college. I'll put that off and get a job and, save some money for college. A lot of students are really looking at student debt, and they're really thinking about how can they continue their education without going up to their eyeballs in debt.
Talking to Wisconsin economist Steve Deller about job prospects, for this year's season of graduates, college and high school. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you or your family right now? If you're on the market at any level, new graduate or beyond, what are you seeing when it comes to job opportunities? Are you commuting a long way to have the job you want but live in the place you want? And they're not the same thing. And if you're hiring people, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steve, what are you watching for now over this next year or so with, as you say, that prospective recession on the horizon? It doesn't sound like you think the bottom is suddenly going to fall out of the employment market here.
No, I don't. And one of the reasons I think this is because there's a lot of businesses that had really struggled with hiring people. And when they finally do get people hired, they're hesitant to let them go. So I think what we're seeing is kind of a decline in the number of new job openings, but yet the rate of people being let go is actually pretty stable. You hear about some of the big companies like Meta, Facebook, Google, Amazon. They're really big companies that are laying off in the thousands of people. But, they're kind of a unique situation because they overhired coming out of COVID. But your typical business, your typical Main Street business is probably going to want to try to hang out of their workers for as long as they possibly can. And if it's a mild recession, they may come out the other side looking good.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Sandra is with us in Williams Bay. Sandra, hi.
Hi. So my interest is I have a nonprofit, and we offer college scholarships. And this year we were in a situation where we couldn't award a scholarship because the person that we'd like to award it to was not going to college and was taking a year off to work. So I think that there's probably lots of people in that situation where they have college scholarships to give, but they're taking time off, so we don't know how to really deal with that situation.
Interesting, Sandra. Good luck sorting that out. And Steve, at least one data point there of a student who said, yeah, let's at least hold off on college and take a year to work first.
That's right. Particularly when you're looking at the low unemployment rates right now, you're looking at wages bidding up, and folks are, you know, looking at that price tag of a college education, and they're saying, you know, let's just wait. And I think we're going to be seeing more of that.
Sandra, thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Steve Deller, Community Economic Development Specialist and Professor of Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison, with us today to look at the job market for recent high school and college graduates. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your thoughts, maybe your own experiences. What was the job market like when you graduated? What was your first job out of school at whatever level? How long did that last? And recent and soon-to-be graduates or families thereof, what are you finding with that initial job search? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with Steve Deller, Community Economic Development Specialist at UW Extension and a professor in Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. We're looking at Wisconsin's job market for new graduates of high school and college, and there's still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. If you are an employer, if you're trying to hire people, what are you looking for from recent graduates? Are you ready to provide training lately where maybe you didn't in the past? Recent graduates, what are you looking for from potential employers? How's the job search going? Everybody else, what's your advice for that new grad as they look for a job? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Steve, we're looking mainly at the beginning of careers for people, but one factor in all of this, I'm looking at labor force participation rates lately, still kind of low despite a tight labor market. And what I'm reading is that's the high end, people retiring maybe a couple of few years earlier than they might have. How big a factor is that? Does it trickle down to those people at the beginning of their job careers?
Oh, it does. I can remember when college graduates that were entering the job market were complaining that the baby boomers weren't retiring and they were holding out of these jobs, and these baby boomers, if they just started retiring, they could get it. Well, guess what? Now they're retiring in droves. And what's happening is it's creating this labor shortage, is that we simply do not have enough workers to replace those that are retiring and stepping out. And so it's good. It's good if you're going into the job market, it's good for you. But from the business side of things, it's actually a problem.
And when we look at Wisconsin's demographics, there's more of those baby boomers leaving in some cases, I think I have this right, Steve, than younger people are. The age distribution in Wisconsin is getting older.
That's true across the nation, but Wisconsin does tend to be a little bit older. One of the reasons for that is that we don't have a lot of in-migration of younger folks. There's this discussion about the brain drain that we're losing. We're all our educated people are leaving the state. Actually, the amount of out-migration of educated people is about right on par what you would expect. What Wisconsin is lacking is the in-migration of educated people. So that's creating a little bit of a problem.
Let's bring on another caller at 800-642-1234. Michael is with us in West Allis. Michael, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your story, Michael?
Well, I just actually started working for the city of West Allis, and there's only four of us who initially started, but they were looking to hire at least 20.
Wow.
It feels like, yeah, I know, it's crazy. It feels like they were just looking for more than there is out there. And I've seen a lot of help wanted signs just like you guys have, and there seems like there's a lot more jobs than there are workers. I guess, is there anything that you would suggest to people who don't have jobs, or if they want to upgrade to newer, better paying jobs, what should we do?
Interesting. And Michael, I got to ask, are they working you five times as hard because they only hired four out of 20?
Yeah, I mean, we have more than one kind of responsibility under our belt,
gotcha.
At least the four of us there, but it's not as bad as you think. We do as well as we can, and if we don't finish, then we don't finish.
Gotcha. Michael, thanks a lot for sharing that. And Steve, Michael looking for thoughts, I think, on both sides of the equation for job seekers trying to find those 16 other openings at a place like West Allis. What are your thoughts? Should we be doing our job searching a little differently, given the tight labor market?
I think that a lot of times when companies and local governments are looking for recruitment, sometimes they look in too small of a geographic area. They're looking inside their own community, and they're really not advertising, and they're not looking outside of the area. And that goes back to this kind of commuting conversation that we had before, is that the labor market is really becoming a much larger geographic area. So when you're recruiting, you don't recruit just in the local community. You recruit from a much larger geographic area.
Michael, thanks a lot for that call. Dave joins us now in Toma. Dave, hi.
Yeah, hi. Well, Wisconsin, we enjoy a very diversified economy here. And I think it's just insane that we talk about getting more people to come here. We're a rural state, and that's why people like it here. And this growth concept is not sustainable.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call. Dave doesn't want to see our economy try to rely on a constantly growing population, it sounds like, Steve.
That is a very legitimate point. Mm-hmm. In my extension work, I work a lot with rural communities across Wisconsin. And you do oftentimes, when you see a big major development proposed, a lot of times you'll see the community kind of split in half. Half of the community is like, hey, these are good paying jobs. And the other half of the community is like, no, this is too much change. And different communities are going to respond to that in different ways. But you're right. A lot of folks have moved to particularly rural Wisconsin, small town Wisconsin, or they remain there because they like that kind of an environment. So the question is how can you have your cake and eat it too? How can you create economic opportunities that address, that make for livable wages, for example, but not necessarily changing the dynamics of the community? There are a lot of communities in rural Wisconsin that want to promote tourism and recreation as an economic growth strategy, but then the next thing they say is they don't want to become the next Wisconsin Dells. Mm-hmm. So how can we have our cake and eat it too? And a lot of rural communities, that's what they're struggling with.
Dave, thanks a lot for that call. And on top of that, Steve, can we maintain the level of infrastructure we want? Can we keep a school open in a community with the population trends in rural areas? How big a problem is that for people who want to maintain that lifestyle?
That's becoming a very serious issue. It's largely driven by the demographics, is that we're simply not having as many kids as we used to have. And you'll see many of these rural school districts that are really kind of falling below critical threshold. And one of the things that I've been following is a lot of schools have to go to referendum because it's the property tax levy limit that's imposed on them. And in order for a lot of these school districts to make the investments that they need to make, they have to go to the taxpayer. And it's really, I find a pattern that's somewhat bothersome, is that the higher income communities tend to pass these. So you end up with investments in schools and you get better schools, whereas lower income communities tend not to pass them and the schools start to deteriorate. And it's kind of driving a wedge farther between higher income communities and poorer income communities. And what's driving it a lot of times are the schools.
I want to get back to something you said earlier, Steve, about the cost of housing in communities. Now, we don't have, San Francisco's and Seattle's here in Wisconsin, but we have communities where housing costs are going up, Dane County for sure, but other places around the state. How are you seeing local governments, local companies try to deal with the need to have a place to live that their workers can afford?
Interesting. There's a community that we're working with now up in the northern part of the state, up in Ashland County, and they have had several failed searches for elementary school teachers because there's no housing. And it is, they're becoming very frustrated, and I can appreciate that. But housing is a unique issue because there's two things that are going on. One is that a lot of the new housing development tends to be high end. And that's because of the cost of materials and the profit margins. Also, a lot of the developers that were building kind of entry-level homes, they were wiped out by the Great Recession, and they never came back. So the builders that are out there are going after the higher end. The second thing is that some of the housing is of not very good quality. And we have problems with, lack of a better phrase, slumlords. And state policy right now, unfortunately, really ties the hands of what local municipalities can do when you have landlords that are letting their properties deteriorate. So, one, we don't have a good stock of new starter homes. And secondly, a lot of the homes that we do have are not up to par.
And just our last minute or so, Steve, what is the big trend you're watching for the class of, say, 2024?
Oh, that's a long-term perspective. one of the things I think is that we're probably going to see, as I said, a slowdown in the economy. Businesses are probably not going to be laying off folks in droves, but they may not be hiring. So I think we may be seeing an uptick in the number of students that decide that they want to, you know, continue their education, whether it's technical schools or the university system. What I'll be interested in is, you know, what are they studying? What kind of classes are they taking? Are they taking a liberal arts perspective? Or are they kind of trying to get geared up with technical skills for a very technical job? So I'll be interested in see how that kind of plays out.
Steve, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Steve Deller, UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist and Professor in Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison. He's with us today to talk about the Wisconsin job market and what recent and soon-to-be graduates can expect. You can keep sharing your stories on the Ideas Network Facebook page.